No, it's something we planned for a while. You know, really planned it since the summer, so something we wanted to go to sometime in that game. Kind of plan on going to it in the first half. We just didn't stay on the field long enough, so we opened up the second half with it. I mean, we thought it would be good. You know, it was a little better anticipated, you know. But, you know, something that got him off balance, I think tired him out a little bit, tired us out too. When you do that much, you get a little sloppy on both sides of the ball, but it ended up working out well for us. Got some points, got us going. Yeah, you definitely can. I mean, you got to do whatever it takes to score points, and I think it's different based off what fronts and coverages you go against every week. It's different based off what are you trying to accomplish out of the no huddle, and I thought we did a really good job running the ball, which opened up a lot of bootlegs for us and things like that, which got some easy completions. And I think going to it in the second half made us avoid third down a lot because our first and second down plays were so good. I'd like to say that we expect to run for 6 yards a carry every time, but I don't think that's been done before over a course of a year. Setting the bar a little bit high, but I would love that for that to be our goal. Every time we call a run play, we expect all 11 guys to block, and we're trying to score on every play. So, and you rarely do, but our goal is to score. We're not just calling runs to get 3 yards and stuff. We're trying to be as explosive in the run game as the pass game. I was excited for the guys and stuff because they made a big commitment to it, working hard in the run game. I was excited for them to have some success and to see it work, and hopefully it can work off it this week. It's both. It's something we did when I was in Washington also. It's just a package that you can always go to. A lot of it has to do with what fronts we're going against and everything. You know, Philly did have some success with them in the preseason, but it's a totally different type of no huddle, so it really doesn't relate. It was more about the looks we thought we would get and whether we thought those plays were good versus them, and it worked, and so we stayed with it. If it didn't, we probably would have got out of it. It all depends. You know, if a quarter, you try to, the more words that you put in there, the more the other 10 guys don't have to memorize. So, you know, you don't just make things wordy just to make people, to make it harder for people. You make things wordy to make it harder, to make it easier for the other 10 guys. Now, if you ever have a quarterback who's really struggling with it, then you make it easier and you put more on the other 10 guys. You like to put the most on the quarterback for him to repeat after the coach. I got to be able to say it, and then if he can say it, then it makes the other 10 guys' job a lot easier. I thought I did a good job. You know, we expected for Wes to get some carries, with Crowell being our third back, and then when Tate went down, they kind of flipped roles where Wes was our main guy, and Crowell was spelling them. Thought they had some really good runs. You know, they got a little bit tired going in the no huddle, just like the other 22 guys on the field did. But there was a couple times where we didn't block it. We blocked it for about -3. Wes had one where we blocked it for about -3, and he picked up 20. So we did a hell of a job making some guys miss. They didn't hit every hole right. I mean, they had a couple that they missed, and that's expected from rookie backs. It's expected from any back. I just hope they get better this week and learn from some of the success they had last week and some of the mistakes they made also. To have the success we did was, I was obviously pretty happy with. I think it's, you know, at times they did real well, and then there was a few things that we missed that they know from. I mean, we do it over and over every week. I think they'll get better from it throughout the year. Going into that game, they were good at the stuff we were expecting. They missed a couple of some looks that we weren't expecting. The more reps they get, the more they get playing in it, the more they'll be able to adjust to that, and I feel we'll get better as we go. You stay healthy, you have continuity, and that's the main thing with having those guys out there. I think Wilbert's done a great job. You know, I never knew Wilbert till we brought him in here, and just getting to know him. You know, I've known of him from, you know, being a fan of his when I was younger when he was a player. I've known him from just being a coach and knowing what he's done with the Rams and with Baltimore. He demands a lot out of his players. He does a hell of a job. He works as hard as anyone I've been around, and he's a real good person also. You know, I got a lot of respect for their offense, and everybody else does too. But if you think that way, then you know, you're not going to call a game right. And you got to call a game to put your players in position to win, position to be successful. If you worry about what the other offense is doing, then you're not doing what's best for your players. So I try to not think about that stuff and just take it one play at a time. And whatever the scoreboard says, I'll adjust to that. But you don't really go in thinking anything like that. At times, you know, I think all quarterbacks are like that. Sometimes you can't, you know, you got to keep your same rhythm throughout a game. You know, and rhythm I mean by just the tempo you're dropping your feet and going through progressions. You don't want to speed anything up and force it. If people are taking somebody, relax, hitch up, and go to the next one. Someone double teams a guy, it opens up a hole somewhere else. You don't have to force it in there. Sometimes when you have max protection and stuff, you don't have as many people out on a route. That can happen. But if you can get 5 eligibles out on a route, or at least 4, and they're playing zone, someone's going to be open. And whoever they take away, it opens up another area and you just got to progress. Yeah, I think everyone's did. I mean, when you start running the ball like that, it opens up a lot of things. It got us a lot of bootlegs and stuff and got a lot of people more open than usual. And whenever you can have some success going down the field like that, scoring some points, it helps everybody, coaches included. And in terms of going against their defense is really to not get too set on anything you see on tape. You never know what you're going to get from Rob. You know, I've faced him a lot being in Washington when he was at Dallas. He's got a hell of a scheme. Everything you see on tape makes sense. He does a lot of stuff, and I've learned if you work on all that stuff too hard, you're probably not going to see it on Sunday. It can be a whole different thing. So you just got to be able to go in there, relax, know your plays, go through progression. You see something you haven't seen before, don't panic. We'll come to the sidelines, we'll talk about it, and always be ready to adjust.